This is HPR episode 2594 entitled, Using NMTUI, the Network Manager Terminal User Interface. It is hosted by first-time host Philip, and is about 11 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a use case for NMTUI, and general discussion about how to use it.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Well, hello there. My name is Philip, and today we're going to be talking about NMTUI, or the Network Manager Terminal User Interface. So this was suggested to me by Klaatu, and I'm just going to discuss how to use NMTUI and use cases for NMTUI. It's an incurses-based terminal user interface application that lets you control Network Manager. It's similar to the Network Manager applet that allows you to like select a Wi-Fi network or Ethernet network. And then it's also similar to the Network Manager GUI application. There are several use cases for using the terminal application instead of using the GUI application. If you want to, if you prefer a GUI application, there is that. But the terminal user interface allows you to do a little bit more. If you have a device that you want to be headless, it's really interesting to be able to use the terminal user interface. That way you don't have to install a graphical user interface to configure the Wi-Fi network on it. Now, there are some caveats to that. The Raspberry Pi that I set up while I was in school could not connect to my network just using NMTUI. And that's because NMTUI does not support WPA2 enterprise connections, which is kind of difficult because then I had to set up a graphical user interface and forward the X server over to my laptop. But anyway, NMTUI has been around for, I don't know how long it's been around for. I can't seem to find an exact date on when they started including it in the Network Manager project, but it does several things. It allows you to add and remove connections, and it also allows you to activate and deactivate those connections. The other thing it allows you to do is change your system's hostname, which is a really neat feature that I don't know if you can do that in your graphical user interface. No, I don't think you can for Network Manager. I don't think you can do that. But when I wanted to set up my Raspberry Pi as a headless connection or as a headless server, I didn't have a keyboard or a monitor to hook it up to. So that made it where it was really difficult to set up anything on the Pi unless I had a serial cable to connect to the GPIO pins on the Raspberry Pi. So I got the serial cable, and when I was setting it up, it was very difficult to get set up because there's really no way to get internet on the thing unless you connect a Wi-Fi or connect a Ethernet cable to it. So what I did was I used NMTUI to attach an Ethernet cable to the Raspberry Pi and an Ethernet cable to my laptop, and I shared the Wi-Fi connection over Ethernet to the Raspberry Pi, and I did this all through NMTUI. Basically, in NMTUI, you have a menu that has three options, and there's the edit a connection option, and that's what you usually pick. And there's, for me, there are two sections, Ethernet and Wi-Fi. And you can add a connection. And if you hit add, it gives you a menu with DSL, Ethernet, InfiniBand, Wi-Fi, Bond, Bridge, IP Tunnel, Team, and VLAN. Now, I usually select one that I use often. I haven't really played around with the other ones. I think I did set up a bridge interface one time. And anyway, so if you go to Ethernet, which is what I'm going to talk about first, you have a profile name, so you can name your connection. So let's just name this connection Ethernet 1. And then the device. The device field is going to be your MAC address. And then it's got another field that you don't have to fill out. Network Manager will take care of that for you. And then it's got IPv4 configuration and IPv6 configuration. Those are both set to automatic, but if you want to share the Ethernet connection like I did with the Pi, you're going to want to open, let me see, you're going to want to open the IPv4 configuration and change that to shared and hit enter, and then you're going to want to open IPv6 configuration and just change that, or keep that at automatic, sorry. Don't change that. Unless you have a specific need where you want to assign the Raspberry Pi a certain IP address, which is easy to do. You can then see that that connection is going to be listed in your Ethernet connections, and you'll just, when you want to activate that connection, you'll connect the Ethernet cable to whatever you're connecting it to and hit activate. And then in the activate list, there should be an Ethernet 1 connection listed, and you hit activate. And once that's activated, the internet connection there should work, or whatever you're connecting it to. In my case, the Ethernet connection on my computer was not connected to an internet like connection. It was connected to the Raspberry Pi, which allowed me to pull things down to the Pi, like install Network Manager, for instance, because it doesn't come with Network Manager originally installed. And after that, on the Pi, I would set up a X server so I could get it connected to the Wi-Fi on campus. But then it would have the Wi-Fi listed in NMTUI so I could connect to the campus Wi-Fi. It was already set up. I think NMTUI is supposed to get support for WPA 2 and WPA Enterprise, but as of now, I don't think they've added it. I'm looking at the change log, and it's not in there yet, which I think you can do that in NMCLI, which is the command line interface to Network Manager, and I know you can do that in the GUI interface to Network Manager. As far as I know, I think Network Manager terminal user interface is at version 1.10. I'm not positive about that. At least on my system, it's at 1.10. But anyway, Network Manager terminal user interface also comes with some binaries that allow you to do like going through the menus exactly how I said earlier, but all you have to do is type in the binary name. So there's nmtui-edit, nmtui-connect, nmtui-hostname. There's a binary for each one of the menu items that I mentioned earlier, and I think from what I can tell, you can type in NMTUI edit, and then you can type in the name of your Wi-Fi access point, and you can it will configure, it won't configure it, but it will take you to the menu where you can configure that. So you don't even have to go through the little menu that I mentioned earlier, which is a nice feature to have. It saves some pressing of buttons, but that's there, just so you know about it. And NMTUI-hostname basically just has one field that you can fill out, and that's your hostname field. And then you hit OK, and it'll say insufficient privileges because I'm not running it as a root user or as a sudo user. But you can run that, and it will change your hostname. I'm not sure if you have to reboot. I'm pretty sure you have to reboot for your computer to realize that you changed the hostname. Other than that, there isn't a lot to talk about Network Manager Terminal User Interface. It's a pretty cool thing to have. I like using it, and you can use it too. I don't know if it's installed on most systems, but it's definitely easy to find. And I would suggest using it if you don't want to have to use the GUI application all the time, because GUIs are frustrating, and I like having this terminal user interface, whereas the command line interface is a little bit more difficult to use. If you want to learn how to use it, I'd suggest go listening to the episode of GNU World Order where Klaatu discusses how to use it. And I'll see you guys next time. I'm really happy to be here on Hacker Public Radio, and have a great day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.